Well, now in studio today from Rocky Mountain PBS iNews, we have reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock, who's here to talk with us a little bit about the GED test, which is a graduation, high school graduation equivalent, and a lot of changes that have been happening over the last few years. And Anna, thank you so much for joining us here on First Take today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Happy to have you here. And tell us, what has been happening in this story? And you've got a great story about some very specific people going out of state to get their high school equivalency. But tell me what you learned in the story about the GED and what's been happening for people in the last few years.
Yeah. So in 2014, the test changed. It was the first time it changed since 2002. And it became a lot more, according to the GED test folks, more rigorous. It is now aligned with Common Core standards. And for some test takers, that means that it's a lot more difficult. The questions themselves are harder for them to understand. A lot of people looking to take the test now haven't been educated under the Common Core system. And so as a result, a lot of states and Colorado have seen the number of people going to take this test and actually passing plummet. And so instead, 19 states have adopted alternative tests to the GED. And one of them is Wyoming, which has adopted the HiSET test. And so I followed a group of teen moms who dropped out because they had children when they went to Wyoming to take one of these alternative tests.
Well, the number you source, around 10,000 students a year in Colorado dropping out of high school. And, you know, of course, lots of adults as well that haven't achieved that education going back to get this. And as you mentioned, Common Core newer, and some of these people not knowing, being in that gap since Common Core started, how to pass these tests. And what are some of the challenges for the single moms and people in these social groups that aren't getting the GED? Mm-hmm. What's the problems they're having, and what can they do about it to solve them?
Right. So it really, Colorado itself, you know, you think of it as being a very well-educated state, and it is. We have more college graduates and people with higher degrees than the national average. But I was surprised to learn that still 1 in 10 adults in Colorado don't have their high school education, and that has a big impact on their salaries. For example, a woman can look to make $15,000 a year if she doesn't have a high school education. For a man, it's a bit better. It's $25,000 a year. But still, what does that mean? You know, people have to rely on friends and family. They have to rely on public assistance. And if you don't have a high school equivalency or a diploma, you can't qualify for a lot of better paying jobs. You can't go to community college to get even more skills. So you also have employers that need employees with a high school education, but they're not able to meet that gap.
Right. And you mentioned Colorado, even though a big education state, the last in funding from state funds adult education across the board. So there are organizations out there, though, that are helping people, like the subjects of your article, which I'm going to tweet out. So make sure you're on Twitter at KUVOJazz89. There's an organization called Hope House in Westminster that helps young teen moms get their GED specifically, right?
Right. So the state of Colorado doesn't, until last year, hasn't put any state funds behind adult education. So if you're an adult and you want to study for your GED, you have to go to an alternative place, like you have to study through an employer or through an organization like Hope House, which is an organization that helps teen moms specifically. And so the moms who I followed, they went there a couple times a week, and they had one-on-one help with a tutor to help them study for either the GED or an alternative test like the HiSET, which is offered in Wyoming.
Okay. Well, I have my California high school proficiency exam. Actually, Carlos, that's how I graduated high school. So some time ago, I myself became, you know, a GED derivative graduate, you know, before I went on to college. So I know that this is important, but a lot of people out there can't get it. And it seems to be a problem.
Well, I'm just curious, Hannah, before we wrap this up. So 10,000 people Where did that number come from? It's 10,000 who have failed, or they estimate there's 10,000 who would have taken the test if it hadn't changed, or?
Well, so every year in Colorado, the dropout rates have been going down, but 10,000 students drop out of high school a year in Colorado.
All right.
And since the test changed, only about 2,000 people a year are getting their GED, high school.
Yeah.
It's
not
very many. So you have this gap here of people who need a service, but either they're going to Wyoming or they're just not availing themselves of it.
Wow.
So follow us on Twitter and read this great story by Anna Boyko-Wyrock from iNews RMPBS. Thank you so much for sharing with us about this struggle with the GED test.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so just about 10 minutes till 9 a.m. now here on First Take, and going to get back into the music, right, Carlos?
We are. In fact, we'll be featuring our Stories of Standards tune, Out of Nowhere, composed by Johnny Green. First, though, let's take this one from Hank Crawford and Jimmy McGriff on First Take.